It's Wednesday, the 10th of September, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. The Global African Hydrogen Summit of 2025 opened in Windhoek on Tuesday. Industry leaders, including High Iron's Johannes Michaels and Green Hydrogen Commissioner James Nyupe, stressed the importance of investment, industrialization, and sustainable growth while addressing the summit.
What we're doing here at the moment is we're trying to mobilize Namibia's share of about $1.7 billion that we now want to bring home and start deploying into our projects, into our various projects that you will actually be getting to know throughout the summit. It is very apt for what's happening in Namibia. For the longest time, since 5 years ago, September 2020, we've been talking about this idea, but this is the year that we actually start building. I think in a few days, Dalres will be breaking that ground on their ammonia sulfate plant. And at the same time, you've got Alex Savaris and CMB and Cleanergy to actually open up their hydrogen service station, which has now started producing hydrogen.
U.S. retail giant Walmart plans to open its first branded stores in South Africa. The move follows its growth summit, which recruited Africa-based suppliers. Massmart CEO Miles van Rensburg says Walmart will deliver everyday low prices while supporting Africa's suppliers.
This news demonstrates Walmart's commitment to making high-quality, affordable merchandise accessible to more customers in our market. And it's great news for both our country and our economy.
BRICS leaders have denounced rising protectionism and tariff blackmail at their virtual summit, with Brazil's President Lula leading the charge. News 24 reports that South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa warned unilateral tariffs pose serious hardships for global South economies. The tone shifted toward deeper BRICS trade and financial integration as a response to these pressures. From further afield, Israeli leaders are renewing threats to target Hamas leaders overseas following global condemnation of the attack that struck a meeting of Hamas leaders in Doha, Qatar on Tuesday. Blake Sifton reports from Tel Aviv.
Amid growing global condemnation of the attack on Hamas leaders in Qatar, Defense Minister Israel Katz said on Wednesday that Israel will continue to target Hamas leadership abroad, saying there is no place for them to hide. The Israeli military said Wednesday that they had still not determined the results of the attack, while Hamas has said that all of its leaders survived, but five lower-ranking members of the group were killed. There are reports that the attack involved 10 long-range missiles fired from outside of Qatar's airspace, and that Egypt and Turkey warned Hamas in recent weeks of unspecified threats. Blake Sifton, Tel Aviv.
And finally, back home, the FNB Namibia Cricket Ground is ready to host international matches, including the 2026 ICC Under-19 Cricket World Cup and the 2027 ICC's Men's Cricket World Cup. Here's Cricket Namibia CEO Johan Muller.
It's a build-up to the Men's World Cup in 2027, which obviously is pulling a lot of crowd and spectators. But there's quite a lot of work being done behind the scenes on not just formulating the LOC, arranging the cricket event, but how do you maximize Namibia through this wonderful opportunity to have exposure in 200 countries on TV and digital formats. More than 2.5 billion people support cricket in the world. It is absolutely a massive opportunity for cricket and for Namibia to promote themselves and to use that as a platform to do so.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.